times, and a guy who does get around at a very, very fast pace is local V8 supercar driver Aaron Russell. And Aaron, great to have you on the line this morning. Another big year, and we're going to have a little bit of a chat shortly about the V8 supercars, but you're pretty excited at a fairly large go-karting event coming to the Hunter this weekend. Good morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Good morning to everyone. So, yeah, I mean, this weekend is the national titles at Newcastle, so there's five rounds, and Newcastle have been lucky enough to hold.
Okay, we're trying to hear Aaron at Nelson Bay, and he seems to be having a few problems this morning with his mobile phone. Aaron, are you, have you got us there now?
Yeah, can you hear?
I need you to stand on that other leg if you can, because the reception is obviously not great. You got us?
Yeah, I've got you there, yeah.
You can't move now.
I'm at one of my my family's carts, and it's a shocking reception up here at Nelson Bay. So,
no, you're doing very, very good. But it's very exciting, isn't it? I suppose on the back of the V8 supercar round coming to Newcastle later this year, it really is showing that the Hunter can put on some premier events, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, this is also massive, you know, karting Australia and karting within Newcastle Motorsport. So, I mean, I think there's over 265 entries at the moment for this weekend, and you know, it really brings carters from all over Australia and Europe and all over, you know, the world, really. There's a couple of international guys racing. You know, I think it's pretty cool for Newcastle.
And for someone, youngsters who want to get involved in motor racing, karting really is the entry level, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a simple form of motorsport. It can be done at such a cost-effective rate. I think everyone who really wants to pursue a motorsporting career as well starts in go-karts. It just teaches you, you know, all the fundamentals you need to learn in racing before you step up in the cars.
Yeah, well, this Friday, Saturday and Sunday, it's all going to be happening at Cameron Park. Before we let you go this morning, I would imagine, what's the vibe you're getting from your friends in the racing business about the race at Newcastle this year? And are people excited about it?
Yeah, I think people are pretty keen to make it all happen. And, you know, I think all the V8 drivers are always excited to come to a new town, and especially those that came to the kind of the launch get to see a little bit more about how cool the city is. So those guys are pretty excited about coming here, and you know, it's just such a great thing for this town. You know, they really deserve it. Newcastle, they love their sport. You know, you look at the Knights and the Jets and the amount of crowd they have turning out, I think it's just going to be an incredible spectacle for Newcastle.
It's a tough business, you know that better than anyone else. What does 2017 hold for you and Novocastrian Motorsport?
Yeah, I'm a little unsure at this stage, to be honest. I'm still trying to knock something down and you know, lock something away. I think for us at the moment, enduros are definitely on the card. But just trying to lock away something there, and it's a bit early, to be honest, to see what's going to be happening with us this year.
I'd imagine you would love to have your backside in the seat of a V8 supercar fanging around Newcastle's track.
Yeah, I mean, that's the ultimate goal, no matter what this year, is trying to get myself, you know, whether it be a wild card or something at Newcastle, and you know, try and be an Novocastrian driving around Newcastle. I think it would be pretty special for everyone, including myself.
Hang on a minute. I reckon there would be a revolt against V8 supercars if the only local driver didn't get a wild card to the event. Come on.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That's something you probably have to take that one, V8 supercars.
I'm going to talk to Greg Rust. That's it. I'm going to get Rusty on the line and have a chat.
I mean, everything in motorsport takes money. It takes money to be on the grid and sponsors and stuff. So it's just really seeing what we can do budget-wise and what we can kind of momentum and try and put something on the grid for Newcastle.
Fantastic. Fingers crossed, Aaron. Have a great day.
No worries. Thanks for having me, and you too, mate.
Not a problem at all. You know, and there you can hear the passion in his voice. He loves his motorsport. And when you think about it, Novocastrian Motorsport Team, for years they've just been punching above their weight. And fingers crossed that he can take to the grid a little bit later in the year. And we'll be definitely talking to him before then.